the landlord-tenant housing recovery plan is aimed at helping to keep tenants who are having financial hardship in place, and at the same time to keep their landlords afloat so that they can pay their bills.
Pat Morrissey joined Mountain Voices Project as a volunteer with English in Action, one of the 29 organizations that comprise this coalition of local nonprofits, education institutions, and religious congregations. This broad-based, nonpartisan organization has been in formation for several years, and until recently was focused on research to support healthcare and childcare access, among other initiatives, from Parachute to Aspen. The landlord-tenant recovery plan grew from an immediate need.
The pandemic hits, the financial fallout is tangible, visible, and coming fast, and Mountain Voices Project just shifted gears and said, what do we need to be doing right this moment?
With the goal of raising $1 million through a combination of public and private donations, the fund would work as follows.
The way in which the program works is it provides assistance to the landlord and the tenant, but first the two of them have to come to agreement. The tenant agrees that they'll pay one-third of the rent. Now, maybe they can't pay it this month, or maybe not next month, and they might need a payment plan once they get back to work, but they agree to pay one-third of the rent. The landlord, recognizing that he wants to keep this tenant, and there's no real way to get money out of him if the tenant doesn't have it, agrees to forgive a third of the rent. And then the fund, the Housing Recovery Fund, pays the landlord the other one-third.
The idea for splitting costs into thirds came from discussions among Mountain Voices Project members as a way of spreading aid, specifically CARES Act assistance, to reach as many people as possible by also sharing the challenges wrought by this pandemic and the subsequent economic hardship.
Somebody said to us, actually it was a banker, said to me, you know what, we just gotta distribute the pain.
With over one-tenth raised towards its goal of $1 million, Mountain Voices Project is currently in dialogue with Pickin Eagle and Garfield counties.
Trying to see that people don't fall through the cracks, tenants don't lose their homes, landlords can still stay afloat. We thought that that's a shared responsibility of the entire community. So for us, that means that government has a role to play. But also let's look to private foundations or corporate donations or individual donations. And let's put that money together in a pot.
Having formally presented a proposal to Garfield County on June 15th, asking for $500,000, the group was directed to first speak with other nonprofits already offering housing assistance and to obtain commitments from the other two counties. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.